much. Okay, let's do 311.
Authorize a competitive solicitation and 5-year price agreement for waterworks supplies for an estimated cost of $11 million.
Mr. Bish.
Some guy named Mr. Kovach or something is here to present.
That guy. Okay.
That guy.
Good afternoon, Ty.
Good afternoon. This is a request from the Water Bureau to authorize us to pursue a competitive contract for the renewal of our efforts to procure the nuts and bolts of the water system effectively. All our fittings, everywhere we make a transition, everywhere we move from one material type to another material type, from one size of pipe to another size of pipe, requires us to purchase fairly specialized components, and there's over 500 of them that are part of this contract, and it's time for us to go out for a new bid for it, and we intend to do that with your support. So if you have questions,
fill up that pretty new warehouse with stuff.
Well, it's a very
you don't have to answer that.
Wonderful space.
It is. It's wonderfully done. Good. Okay, questions about this big bag of parts?
So I appreciate you working with my staff to answer my questions, just in case there's anybody at home who's wondering about the 5% annual increase that's built in. Can you explain how we're going to try to keep annual cost increases less than 5%?
So the estimate that's given here is $11 million, and that's not necessarily saying that there's going to be a cost increase each year. It's saying we're estimating that based on what we've spent over the past couple of years, we're going to spend this amount in the future. And we've given 5% as sort of the steady state of increase in costs with inflation and the price of goods. And it accounts for the fact that we've done an increasing amount of work each year over the past 4 or 5 years. And that also results in greater costs in this area. So the 5% isn't saying our costs are effectively and necessarily going to go up. It's saying to make our estimate as accurate as can be, given that we're trying to project over a 5-year period what our usage in specific parts, that there's 510 different kinds of over that period of time, it gives us a little cushion in knowing where we're going to be in our estimate. So then what happens from here is we say, okay, potential providers of these parts, these are the parts we need. Give us your price for each, and we go with the one who provides the best prices. And that is established at the front end.
But then what's to stop them from saying this is government work, I'm guaranteed 5% price increase every year?
They declare what the prices are and how they address the any theoretical increase year over year on day one. So we have predictability, they have predictability about what goes on. I presume that they, when they make their bid, they include all of those, all of their projections for what they think their costs are going to be going up. They don't get to come back every year and say, we want 5% more.
Right, but what's to stop them from in their bid saying, well, it's in right hand that we're going to have a 5% increase every year, so just calculating that in.
We don't have to accept that bid.
Right.
This is not an atypical procedure for us in doing our bidding. We'd be happy to give you a further briefing on it, but it's a standard procedure for them. They will then pick the best price, best value.
So you're still getting supplier bids within this authorization, right?
Just it doesn't say in here that it goes up 5% every year. I think that's communication via the people about how we arrived at the $11 million number. Okay. So the $11 million number is basically the Water Bureau saying, City Council, we would like authorization for the next 5 years to spend up to $11 million. So we get a 5-year contract, and either the 5 years expires or the $11 million expires. And if either one of those expire, we have to come to you for additional authorization. So the $11 million is that number. We may not spend all of that money in the 5-year period, or if we get there before the end of the 5 years, we have to come back. That's separate from what the contractors pieces.
I'm not worried about the Water Bureau. I know that you do really great work. I'm worried about all of the contractors thinking because we're selling stuff to the government, we can make the price go up every year.
They're competing with other contractors, and whoever wins the competition wins the competition, and that is regardless of what our estimate of how much we'll spend over 5 years is.
And is that a total for the 5 years that they'll be bidding on? Or is it an initial cost?
No, that's just what we're authorizing. So they could say it costs X. Say X is more than we thought it would be, and say that results in us eating up the $11 million sooner, we have to come back to you for authorization. The $11 million is your authorization. We get to decide on an ongoing and regular basis. We keep an inventory of all these parts in the warehouse, and sometimes we don't have particular events in our system that require us to use very specialized equipment that's more expensive, so we don't buy that stuff in those given years. So it's a time constraint and a monetary constraint that you're giving us, and then the competitive bid process goes out, and the decision is made based on the most competitive bid that's offered.
Thank you.
Good clarification. Thank you very much. Anything else for Ty? Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Anyone want to speak on this item? If not, then it passes to second reading next week. Thank you.